to monitoring or maintaining a program, administering it, and so forth. Section 3 is significant insofar as that it establishes that there shall be no less than $3 million spent annually on the Alaska Advantage Education Grant Program, which in short title being the needs-based component of the program. Section 4 increases by $500 to $1,000, the minimum needs-based award inside the Alaska Advantage Grant Program. It also increases the cap from $2,000 to $3,000 per school year. Section 5 is a conforming amendment that increases the overall cap of needs-based awards to $12,000. That's an increase of $4,000. That, by the way, is over the lifetime of the grant. So a student can, over the course of their study career, can receive up to $12,000. Section 6 is the core of the scholarship program. It indicates that there needs to be hasn't changed really from the original proposal by the administration. There's still minimum GPA requirements. There's 4 years curriculum in math, science, language, social studies. There's an alternative path for those that might not want to be rocket scientists and so forth. We've got where we have 3 years of math and science, 4 years of social studies and language arts to include 2 years of a foreign language. In this draft, we have stricken the award level or the award tiers and struck that there be any actual award amount. We've left that up to the task force that's set up in further sections. I'll skip on down to section 7. It includes language from another piece of legislation that includes Alaska's participation in WICHE by setting an annual minimum number of loans to support students participating in pharmacy, dentistry, and optometry. Section 8 is a conforming amendment that requires private post-secondary institutions to maintain records for students wanting to participate in the program. Section 9 is transition language established through regulation that essentially, this program would commence with the class of 2011. Likewise, with Section 10, Section 11 is where we create a task force that would focus on the funding component of the scholarship program, long-term look at financing, scholarship, and financial aid. Section 12 is a second task force which would focus on reform of the K-12 system to assist with improving retention rates, graduation rates, and so forth of our students in the post-secondary education system. Section 13 sunsets the task force, the higher ed task force, on July 1st of 2011, and then Section 14 and 15 are effective dates. That concludes my summary of the sections of the bill.
We have any initial questions, bill sponsor. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Was I clear then from your presentation that the task force on the GPS, the scholarship task force, I don't have the name correct, can explore more than just the funding mechanism, but can explore everything related to the scholarship program?
Through the chair, Senator Ellis, yes, we have kept the language pretty broad. I can refer you to the specific reference in the bill. Stand by just a moment, please. Where we have page 9, lines 14 through 20, and draw your attention particularly to lines 15, where the task force would recommend improvements or additions to the laws pertaining to student preparedness for and completion of secondary study. That leaves it pretty broad.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for the bill sponsor? We've previously heard this bill. We have a forthcoming fiscal note for $3 million from Senate Finance. Any final comments from the bill sponsor? We have a motion, Senator Hawker.
Do it. Fiscal notes.
forthcoming.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for Senate Bill 224 with individual recommendations and forthcoming fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee version O with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note forthcoming for $3 million from Senate Finance. We have objection from moving the bill.
Nope. Mr. Chairman, I just want to thank the staffers from various offices who helped pull this together. I know it's been a hectic pace here at the end, and I just appreciate all the staff effort that went into this.
There's any objection from moving the bill? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee. The next committee referral, we will stand at ease to the call of the chair. My wife. We'll come back on the record. This will go ahead and adjourn the meeting for the day. It's 7:36. We're adjourned.